Okay, so let's go through some Vartlach and Parshas Vayera. So the very first pasuk, Vayera Elav Hashem Beilonei Ma'amrei Vehu Yoshe Pesach Al Kacham Hayom, that Hashem appeared to Avram Beilonei Ma'amrei, and he sat by the entrance of the tent to the heat of the day. So Rav Yisrael points out, it doesn't mention anywhere but Avram. It says Vayera Elav Hashem Beilonei Ma'amrei. So Rav Yisrael says something powerful about the mid of Avram. Vayera Elav Hashem Beilonei Ma'amrei. He was so low, so humble, so modest in his own eyes. He truly was. He wasn't just acting, obviously. Until he thought in his heart, truly, he didn't think he was worthy for the Shekhinah coming to visit him. He was sitting in the city of Mamre. He was in the city, and Mamre in Eilonei, Mamre was the one who was worthy of it. That's what it means. Vayera. Elav Hashem be'elonei Mamre. Mamre was the one to whom the Shekhinah was visiting. Ve'etzlo, regarding Avram, who etzlo, regarding Mamre, who ashras Shekhinah so yizbarach, to that too, the Shekhinah was coming to visit. Aval hu adayin lo higia l'madregozu. Avram himself, he never reached such a level. Ve'zel vayera elav, wrote to Lamar Shekachaya nire lo belibo machshaval sotamen. That's how he actually thought. Hashem be'elonei Mamre. He was visiting Mamre. She Hashem hu be'elonei Mamre. He, Avram himself, he was outside. He didn't enter into the world of Kedusha. That's how Avram really felt. That's what it means. He sat by the Ohel. So he thought in his mind, he was still at the entrance way of the Ohel. He never entered into the Ohel. And that's truly how Avram felt about himself, his incredible humility and modesty. And then it says in the pasuk, "Vayom Hashem el Avram." Hashem says to Avram, "Lama zeh tachaka Sarah leimor?" Why was Sarah laughing? And she said, "Ha'af umnam eled? Should I give birth? Va'ani zakanti? I'm old." So we know that the Gemara tells us, and Rashi tells us, that really Sarah said that he was too old. That Avram was too old. But when the Kadosh Baruch Hu said back to Avram, he said that Sarah thought that she was too old. So Kedusha Levi has a very good chapter. Says it. He asks a question that l'chora, they underline in the sheets, Yesh l'havin, l'ma hu tzarech l'shanos? Why did Moshe, rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have to change the statement? Shlo Yisram Avram avinu lav Hashem b'omer v'adoni zakein, lest Avram be upset that Sarah accused him of being too old? Is it tzad tarum shayich al omra v'adoni zakein? Why would Avram be bothered if he was called too old? Halo Avram avinu ba'atzmo amr. He himself said about himself he was too old. Halo ven me ashana yivaleit. Such a person my age at 100 give birth? He knew he was old. It wasn't a chiddush. What was the attack that Sarah accused him of being old? So this is the chap of the Kedusha later. Hanir, it appears, the be'emes Sarah sh'amra achay v'losi v'chulei lohay se kavanasa shal ezik nosa lo seyled. When Sarah said she was too old, she's going to give birth at her age? It wasn't a tiny that she was too old. Rak kavanasa hayisa im Hashem yizbarach.
If it's true, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that I have a child, says Sarah. Why did he wait till I was so old? He could have given it to me earlier. Why wasn't I zocher earlier? If you're going to tell me, because Chazal teach us, Kadosh Baruch Hu misavil tivas on shadzatikim, he delays the children for tzadikim so they could daven. Hashem wants the tefillah of tzadikim and tzidkanios. Sorry, Menu Hayisa Bimidas Anava Mema. She was also an Anav, like we just saw by Avram as well. Shaya Bedaita Shehiyosa Shvela Mikolalam. She thought she was a nothing. Umikosha Kenshlech Zika Atma Litzadkania Tzadekis. Certainly, she didn't think she was a Tzadekis. Vichavin Shekane, if that's the case, says the Bedishavar. The Allah Adaita Klal. She never thought in her mind, Shashem is Baruch Hu Misavet Litzvilaso. Why would Hashem want my Tvila, thought Sari Imenu? So he didn't want my Tvila. I'm not a Tzadik, I'm not a Tzadekis. And if he wants me to have a child, he should have given me one 50 years ago. Why now? It must be that Hashem doesn't want me to have a child. So Galal Cain, because of this Amra, Achay Belosi, I saw Liedna. I'm so old, my body can't have a child. Kavanasa Haisa Lama Lohayalagme called him. Why didn't have one earlier? That was the question. The Kavan Shlivi Daita Lo Allah Klal Aliba Shashem is Barach Masavil Tivasa, because she couldn't imagine Hashem wants her to. Omnam Dimash Amr Vado Nizaki, when she says, my husband's also old, Avram's also too old. Why didn't he have a child earlier? This is a good question. Doesn't Hashem want the tefillahs of a tzaddik?
How come Sarah not think she'am revinu hu tzadik gamer? Shouldn't she have realized that her husband Avram was a great tzadik? Shashem is baruch mesavel tzviasa? That Hashem wants her trila? He said she could understand that she was a nothing, so Hashem didn't want her trila. And if he didn't give me one earlier, he's not going to give me one now. But she should have said Avram, the reason why Avram was delayed, because Hashem wanted his tefillahs. He wanted to hold off. He wanted Avram to long for a child, so Avram should daven for a child. And since she accused him from being old, and not accusing him, or saying that he was a tzaddik, and that's why he waited so long, for that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to change what she said, lest Avram think that Sarah didn't think he was such a great person. The next one, the pasuk Hashem Amar Hamechasa Ani Me'Avram Asher Ani Osa, comes to stone Va'Amora. Hashem says, "Am I going to hide? Am I going to conceal that which I'm going to do to stone Va'Amora? I'm going to conceal this from Avram." And there's a Medrash plea that Pardes Yosef quotes, and the Medrash says that it comments on the pasuk Hamechasa Be'Gomer. Amar Hashem Eruv Chatzeros Galisi Lo. I just taught Avram the halachas of Eruv Chatzeros. When it comes to making an Erev and combining different people in a community together that they could carry within the Erev. L'machar tomorrow, hafucha shasdom. I'm going to now flip over stone and destroy them. L'eglalo. I'm not going to tell them. What's the shaykhis of Erev Chatzeros, them telling about Stone Vamora? The two different, completely independent halachas and storylines. V'temua. So the Pardes Yosef writes, Ra'isi, I saw the farsh, I sought to explain. Zisa be'erev, and the Gemara in Erevin tells us, when it comes to making an Erev Chatzeros, the two steps when it comes to making an Erev. One is building a wall, or we typically have a string or wall or fence of some sort. And the second part is you need to have a box of matzahs, or any other food for that matter, that is like a suda, the size of a suda, a couple sudas, that the community is brought together through that box of matzah. So the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah talks about, what could you use? We use a matzah, because a matzah lasts long, it doesn't go bad, and it lasts through Pesach as well, but we use a matzah. But anything can really be used, the Mishnah says, except for two things. B'chol ma'aravin mishtatvin, you could use anything you want, any food, chutz mimayim u'melech, except for water and salt. Now, pashut pshat is because water and salt is not really a food. But the Yushalmi says, the reason why you can't use water and salt for Erev Chatzeros is because mefarish mishum d'yeshvem klala. They both relate to a klala. What was a klala? Mayim is the mabul, or reminds of the mabul, and the melech reminds of it. Ishol shalot, rather, nitziv melech, became a pillar of salt when it came to stone va'amora. So now we understand the parish. I explained to him the halacha of Erev Chatzeros to Avram Avinu. And I told him you could use anything you want to make Erev Chatzeros except for Mayim u'melech. But he doesn't know what melech refers to. Mayim, he knows. The mabul, he heard about the mabul. But regarding the melech, why can't you use melech? So now I'm going to turn over stone v'amora. Now I can explain to him the halachas of it because they're very correlated. And that was the idea. Now he knows what Erev Chatzeros and Mayim u'melech don't work. I now must reveal, explain, expose to him what's going to happen to stone, so he knows what's going on. Because now there's a new halacha of Erev Chatzeros. He knows halachas, but now he knows you can't use salt as well. And that's the chap, the part of this Yosef. The next is the pasuk tells us that Avram was finally zocha to the child of Yitzchak at the age of 100. Avram ben Maas Shana Bivaleda Lo Es Yitz Yitzchak Bino. Imi Pinchas or Pinchas Carter asks, why Dafka the age of 100? Such an old man at that time. He writes, it's a little hard to read, but Amar, Lama holid Avram is Yitzchak Bino Achar Me'ashan? Why Dafka 100 years? Ki Yisrael u'Mashiach Ein Yechol Lavo Rak Be'asach Adas, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. That Mashiach only comes when we meisich daito, when we give up hope, we're meyayish of Mashiach coming, then Mashiach's gonna come. Why is it dafka when we're meyayish, when we're hesach adas? The reason is because ki Yisrael Mashiach alu b'machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about creating Am Yisrael and Mashiach libaros kodim shenivra olam, before the world came into existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already had a thought, the machshava, to create both Yisrael and Mashiach. And before the Bria, Hadas to Abria. Das represents the creation of the world, the awareness. But Hashem already had the idea to create Yisrael Mashiach before Das, before the Bria of the world. The only way they could come in is when there's a lapse of Das. When there's no Das, when there's no Bria, so that's the Machshava, that's the deep idea of Yisrael Mashiach coming into the world. And therefore, he says, the age of 100, when a person's so old, he's bechinas meis. He says, like he's dead, like there's no das. Lechach holid Avram achar meyasham. He gave a birth, he had a child rather, after 100.
Hayatchias Amesim. It was like he's dead and he came alive. It was the life coming from the dead, because when a person's dead, there's no das. You need a hesech hadas in order to have the creation of Am Yisrael, the creation of Mashiach. And then he writes something deep about the hevel of the garment, which he referenced. You need some bones for Tchias Amesim to take effect on. So Avram was ki'ilu dead, he writes, even though he lived another 75 years afterwards. But the age of 100 represents some lack of das, some idea of Misa, which then paved the way for the birth of Yitzchak, which led to Yisrael, Mashiach, thereafter. Another nice piece from Pinchas about, it's good to talk about this one at home, the koach of a mother. But Tomer la'Avram, garei sha'am ha'zos, and Sarah tells Avram to get rid of this person Hagar, this lady Hagar, ves bana, her son Yishmael, ki lo yirash b'ach ben ha'am ha'zos and b'ni im Yitzchak. He's not going to take over the Yerusha along with my son Yitzchak. Says Rav Pinchas, HaTorah misaperes lanu harbei sipurim al ha'avos. We know, we have many stories throughout the Chumash about the avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the Shvatim. Kivu rechokim la'avim, and Shebeshmaim, they brought to those distant, close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Banu yeshivos, they built yeshivos. Nisayon HaKadosh Yitzchak, the end of the Parsha. Al he'imalos, when it comes to the women, however, the mothers, the misuperak kates and hein shamra abayas, we just told how they watched over the tents. Sari meinu hotzias Yishmael me'abayas, Sari kicked Yishmael out of her house. She saw the dangers in which Yishmael posed on her son Yitzchak. This was not Avram's parsha. This was not his domain. Get rid of these two people. The mother has a particular sense and understanding of the house. Esa wanted everything. But Ima Rivka, V'chsiras kol kedush levnei Yaakov. She says, no, Esa, if you get out of here, everything's going to Yaakov. A certain sense, a certain bini yaseira that they had as the mothers. Hashem said, Yaakov, now it's time to leave. Hukar l'rachav v'leia v'shal son ma'al asot. He asked them, what should I do? Hatshuva shalhem Esa. We're viewed as a nothing here, as foreigners, and they said, let's go. He consulted his wife what to do. The women have a certain chush, how to protect, how to fortify the house. Ein lanu shum kesher im Lavan. We have no connection to our father Lavan, alaf shu avinu, even though he's our father. Kachem shamu al taras ba'is. That's how they protect the kedusha and the tar of the house. Zet tafkidu hamyuchad she'ima. That's the mother's sense that they have. Lishmur ala bayis mipnei hashva zaris, to protect it from outside concerns, outside distractions. Lo lachnis abayis sefer she es mechaveru lohi amuchan lachnis beisenu. We have to protect ourselves from the outside, and those who have kedusha with sarim, with limud, with education, with midos, with derech eretz, and that's the role of the mother. That's what we learn from the imahos, and that's what Tzara said, to kick these people out because they have a bad hashpa on her son. The Chavetz Chaim is a beautiful thing as well, but Avram Avinu. V'yashkim Avram Abok, he woke up in the morning, v'yikach lechem v'chemes mayim, he took bread and water, v'yitin el Hagar, samal shichma, she placed on her shoulder, v'yashayelet, v'yishalcheha, v'telech v'atesa, m'midbar Be'er Sheva, and they went out to Be'er Sheva. Chavetz Chaim says, wait a second, just a moment before, Avram and Sarah had an argument, what should they do? And Avram said, let's keep them, and Sarah said, let's send them away. And Avram didn't just listen, but v'yashkim Avram Abok, he woke up early in the morning to listen. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Kan Gilsa Lanu Torah, the Torah reveals to us, Ad Kama Avram Avinu Hayazariz L'Kaim Tzivu Hashem. How great Avram was to fulfill every word, every mitzvah Hashem. L'maros Mashiach Adavar Negi Ritona, even though this was in contrast to what he felt. He thought otherwise. Kipesh Rashi, Shehara Beinav Al Shashara Imar Amal Shalcha. It was very hard for him to send away his other wife, and Zara told him to send away anyways. Afal Pikein Zariz Has Atzmo L'Kaim Tzivu Hashem Bezrizus. Nonetheless, he said, I'm going to do this with great simcha and with great zrizus. Even though it was very hard, when his wife told him to do something, when Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to do something, he did it with besimcha rabba, he did it with derech zrizus. Next, Pasuk tells us when the Hagar went out, and Kadosh Baruch Hu opened up her eyes, and she saw that there was a well of water. And she went there, she filled up the pitcher of water, and she fed her, she gave the drink to her son Yishmael. The Sfas Emes quotes from his grandfather Zayda, the Chedush Arim. It says, and she saw Be'er.
Mikan shakol b'cheskes sumim atcha kodesh baruch hu meir ha'ayin. We learn from here, the Medrash tells us that everyone is considered blind until kodesh baruch hu opens up their eyes. V'tamele achem es mayim sheisa chaser emana, she lacked the belief. What that means, Amar Moreni Zakeni, my grandfather, the Chidush Arim, he gives the Ochiach Mizah Medrash. He wanted the proof in the Medrash. Keko kicho kol hanitzrach l'adam. Everything that we need, Omer l'fanav Talmud, is always present. It's always standing in front of us. It's there. Rak shetzrichen liyos pikuach einem liros. You have to open the eyes to see that. Azeh bikesh David HaMelech Hashem gel einai, open my eyes. The bear mayim was always there. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't make a nes happen that the bear just showed up, says the Medrash, says the Chiddushim. The bear mayim was always there. She was blind to it. She couldn't see it. So too everything else is there. Our Yeshuas, our Refuas, our Parnasa, that's all there. We have to just open our eyes up. We're all becheskes sumin atcha Kadosh Baruch Hu meir ha'ayin. How do we open the eyes up? By trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by putting his shtalus in, and of course by bipi tachom, all that's going to open our eyes to reveal that which is standing in front of us. And then we have another idea from the beautiful, from the Sefer, Otzer Neflos Batara, a beautiful Sefer, a whole set on the wonderful Chidushim. It says in the Pasuk, in the Akedah, Vayavo El Hamakam Asher Amar Lelokim, and they went to the place, they went to Har Maria, to the place where Hashem told them, Vayivan Sham Avram is a Mizbeach, and Avram built the Mizbeach, Vayaruch is a Eitzim, and he laid down the wood, Vayakud is Yitzchak, we know, and he tied up his son Yitzchak, Vayasim also al Mizbeach, Mimal Eitzim, and placed Yitzchak upon the wood, upon the Mizbeach. Asks the Otzer, Hanflaus Torah, how come Otzer plus Torah, how come we don't see that, Yitzchak also built the Mizbeach together? We know Yitzchak was also very willing to have himself sacrificed. This is what he writes. He says that the truth is, he quotes Hadar Zakenim, one of the Bai Tosfos, the Chiddush, the Medrash, that Avram hichnis is Yitzhak b'teva, that Avram placed Yitzhak into a box, adsha shirat l'shachtim, he wanted to shecht him. Shaya yorei min ha-satan, Avram was scared the satan would come, and matil mum kidei l'pasim na karbon, to disqualify Yitzhak from being a kosher karbon. He was placed in a teva. V'zeh shekasev davar shem ha-medrash, Yeshet sign, he quotes another medrash, Shal Pasuk Vayivan Sham Avram Mizbech, that Avram built the Mizbech. Lama lo niska shemoshi Yitzchak? Why didn't Yitzchak help out? Hare, he should have helped out. It must be that a medrash answers, because Avram took Yitzchak and put it in a teva, so the Satan shouldn't throw something in a blemishim, and that's why Yitzchak wasn't present. He wasn't building the teva, he wasn't building Mizbech because he was hiding in a box. That's what he writes. And this is also the idea, he quotes on the second page here, why we cover the shofar when the Baal Tokeya and Rosh Hashanah blows the shofar. He first says the brachas and he covers the shofar in doing so. Why? It's a remez to Avram covering Yitzchak Avinu, who he knows very correlated because the aisle that was eventually shechted in place of Yitzchak. We take a shofar from an aisle to remember Akedah Yitzchak. So we cover the shofar to remind us that Yitzchak was also covered, that Avram covered him lest the Satan make him a blemish, a beautiful chiddush from the Medrash. And finally, the Chidon, the Sefer Drash Lefi, quotes in the Pasuk and the Kedah as well, Vayisa Avram es einav, Avram lifted his eyes up, Vayar, he saw, Vinei ail achar nechaz besfach, and there was a ail achar, what's the word achar? There was a ram in the entangled besfach in the bushes, bekarnav with its horns, Vayech Avram vayikach es ha'ail vayaleo la'o latachas b'no, and Avram took the ail instead and used this as a carbon ola, on the Mizbech. The Chidah says that Ayel Shekar Ba'akedah Hayah Mechapel Egel Shal Asa Chashashah Mekilya. That the Akedah Yitzchak was a preemptive carbon to protect us in the times of the Egel that the Cheda Egel Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe us out. But since we had the Akedah Yitzchak, it preempted the destruction in the times of the Egel Zav. And says the Chidah, V'zeu V'hinei Ayel Achar Nechaz Besfach, Ayel Achar. The letters that are after Achar Nesach Besvach, Osios Achar Svach. The letters that are Achar, after Svach, after Samich is an Ayin, after Bez is a Gimel, and after Chaf is a Lamer that spells the Egel, there's a reference that this was a Kapar for an Egel. It was hinted in the letters, and the words of Achar Besvach are the letters Egel. He quotes a Medrash Eliyahu that says, Ef Shalomar, that Shezuchus Yitzchak v'nishmasa ha'nukfis. The Zuchus Yitzchak, and somehow the female in the shaman that he had was nichras of the aisle, entered into the aisle. Ho'ilu lahatil Yisrael, saved the protected Am Yisrael. And the gematria of Acher is the gematria of Yitzchak,
two on Yitzhak and Makolel, which is 208 plus 1, 209. Again, another reference of Yitzhak and Acher, Nechaz Besfach, that Yitzhak and the isle had protected us. And that's perhaps what Moshe said, Betfilaso, Zechor la'avram Yitzhak li'Yisrael, Zechor hu egel be'atbash. Zechor is egel in the Atbash letters. It's a Kabbalah that they're remembering, in particular, Avram and Yitzhak, what they've done. It's that Zechira was a kapara for the egel hazahav.